I have to play a dirty game. That's what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna have to make a deal with the devil.
This is the challenge, double agent.
This is crazy.
This game only gets bigger and crazier.
You can lie, manipulate, be a double agent.
A couple of different people are saying...
Who's saying that to you?
We starting the season off with a bang.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your Titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
All right. So I separated this six categories. Oh. First one is the champs.
Time out. You did prep?
I did prep.
You did prep? Oh, Bill, that warms my heart, buddy.
Well, I know how warms important this heart. Is to you. I didn't that want you to think I mailed heart. It in. You already think I'm going to ditch it and hand it off to Juliet like two episodes.
I produced the BS support for quite some time, and sometimes you didn't prep.
You know what? Sometimes you're so gifted, you don't have to prep. That's good job. That's what I tell the kids in high school.
You're an artist. Yeah, to overthink it. Don't get in your own way. Yeah.
You know what? Clint Eastwood, one take, move on to the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
Champs. There's four real major champs that are coming back. One is Wes.
Yep.
And Wes has really evolved into like mid-30s Wes. Kind of looks like he should be on Yellowstone battling Cole Hauser in season 4. Kind of a vibe to him, right?
He's really like adjusted his game over the years, and it's like Vince Carter way. You know what I mean?
Where right.
He's like I used to sort of out-athlete people and be wild and get in fights and be emotional. And now he just kind of like saddles up next to the new people, puts his arm around some people, gains their trust, and then eventually sort of does whatever he can in the end to win. But he doesn't have the physical abilities he used to have at all.
There's one season, it's in the 2010-11 range, when he's outnumbered coming out of the gate, and he just decides, I'm wreaking havoc.
I'm going to try to get bananas
to punch me. It was the season when he did the screaming at Banana's face and made it seem like he was going to headbutt, and Banana's flinched, and then he like laughed evilly at Bananas, and he was just cornered animal the whole season. He's mellowed, I think, a lot since then.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was a full-fledged maniac that season.
Yes, yeah, he absolutely was. Absolutely was. And I don't know what was going on through his head or his blood vessels at that time, but he was definitely very manic back then, and he is chilled out.
One of the things I like about having Wes is Wes assumes on the first episode that he's in control of the game. I like those people who are like, the game runs through me. I'll be making the calls. And as the years pass and these newcomers come on and they know what he's like, they're just like, hey, the one thing we can't do is let Wes control anything. And yes, they cut his legs out immediately. So anyway, he's here. Another great champ, CT, speaking of maniacs, who is another guy who has mellowed out a lot, who has three titles, won them later in his career. He's putting together a LeBron type of career now.
Yes.
Where the totality, the titles came a little later. We gave up on him a couple times. He won a title with a dad bod, and he is, over the course of this game, which has now lasted almost two decades, the guy everyone else is afraid of, that nobody wants to see in a challenge, that they're trying to foist him off on other people so they can eliminate him. Nobody wants to go head to head against him.
Something to prove, though, because remember last season he lost to Jay, like early. Remember that when Jay took him out early?
Oh, yeah.
You were thinking JCT and elimination. Oh, I kind of like this Jay guy. Too bad he's going to be gone. And then that was one of the biggest upsets in elimination I can remember.
Yeah.
When Jay won that
advantage.
I think he's coming in with a little something to prove.
He looks like he's in good shape too.
Yeah, CT has wavered in sort of physical well-being a lot over the years.
Yeah, I would say a little like Chris Paul, where Chris Paul will have these seasons where he's like, oh, he's going to play himself into shape this year. Yeah. Now Chris Paul is plant-based diet. See, if CT, the other great champ they have, the most underrated champ in challenge history, Durrell.
Mm-hmm.
And Durrell.
Been away for a while.
Right. Well, because he's kind of the 2000s. He owned the 2000s on the show. And
he won four in a row, right? Has he never lost a final or something?
He never lost a final. He got kicked out. He had the year where he beat the hell out of Brad.
Yeah, yeah. Bubble
Brad. Brad was asking
Bubbled
for
Brad.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. that was a classic. I think he's a boxer, I want to say. I think Durrell's got some like sort of, don't fight guys that fight. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, don't fight guys that spend 5 days a week learning how to punch. Like, don't right. do that. Yeah.
Well, and then Brad tried to do the thing afterwards. Like, no, this giant circle swelling thing over my eye wasn't from a punch. It was because I hit a table on my way down. Or it was like, wasn't the actual punch that got me. Durrell punched him like 10 times. But he would have won that year, too. That was because, as we covered earlier, I watched all these seasons again in the pandemic.
Still hilarious.
Durrell was heading for a sweep in the finals. Like, he was on the right team. It was completely lopsided. He was going to win his fifth, and then Brad kind of messed it up. And it
what did Carrie happen. Think about you watching all the challenges again?
Not happy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Wasn't happy at all. The next champ, the last one who is I consider like a champ, is Ashley.
No.
Yeah she Ashley, won two.
She's
two,
Danny
two
Green.
Titles.
She is Danny Green. Like, Danny Green won back-to-back titles. It's like, yeah, but it had nothing to do with you. Like, no, Ashley, no. Listen, I like
feisty,
Ashley as a character.
Feisty competitor. Feisty in the duels, infernos.
Underrated physical abilities. I like Ashley on the show. I like Ashley as a character. But, like, they came up. It's like the Skulls are basically the Ashley rule. Like the Spencer Haywood rule. The Skulls are the Ashley rule. That's basically what it is.
Well, she took advantage of a strategy that was born on Survivor, where I'm going to lay low, nobody thinks I'm a threat, and then all of a sudden there's four people left and I might win. And the child, TJ doesn't play that.
No.
TJ's like, you got to go in. If you're going to win my final,
yes.
you've got to go early. You got to win a couple challenges. She is a good competitor, though. I will say, even though she seems like she, you know, she's not like super physical or anything like that,
but she's
tough, though. I'm pro Ashley.
And
also
has
created an incredible amount of drama over the years.
Oh, yeah. I follow her on Twitter. She's active. And I'm afraid to say something mean about her right now because I don't want the Ashley Hive to come after me. You know what
I
mean?
Well, I'm pro Ashley and she won't come after
us. She had a great real world season too.
She had a great real world season.
Yeah, yeah.
She flipped.
It's like a great college. It's like a great college season. You know what I mean? It's like coming out of college, like broke a Jim Fredette, like broke all these records.
Like Barry Sanders, 40 TDs. So those are our four champs. Then the next category, my favorite, sentimental favorites.
Oh, I mean, Leroy's at the top of this. If Leroy's not at the top of this, I'm hanging up this Zoom call right now.
I've won a title for every one of my Boston teams. The only things I have left are for my daughter to play in college on a good school and for Leroy to win a challenge. Those
Leroy
are my last two titles.
Leroy has to win the challenge.
Leroy has to win the challenge.
He's hindered, though, in a relationship.
What does that mean?
I can't. It's always hard to win a challenge in a relationship. I think Jordan's done it. It's just hard. It holds you back. It holds you back more than it helps. I always like that strategy session when you like you know the right thing to do is to vote in like your significant other, but you keep coming up with other ideas. You know, I'm like, well, what about Sandy? We didn't think about Sandy. Like, it's just it's hard to have your that person. The support is good. The connection is good. The confidant to discuss is good. The stability is good, but it hurts in this game to have a significant other on the challenge.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that Bananas went single and then won the challenge again. Leroy, so him and Cara Maria, I think, are the two out of everyone over the years that the swimming thing was a real issue for them. And especially when he got to the finals, there's always swimming. And I think it would really hurt Leroy in those finals. Same for Cara Maria. Both of them worked at it. Cara Maria actually got like pretty good at swimming.
Well, Leroy
was
pool.
Better. I know.
Leroy worked at a pool in Vegas for like 3 years. It's like, dude, jump in the pool and swim around a little bit.
Yeah, the irony of it. So at least I think he might be passable now. And that would be the big thing for him. But, you know, he's one of those. There's been a couple times. One, Camilla, who should have been kicked off the show forever and wasn't. Yeah. And she was mean to Leroy. That was
don't be mean to Leroy.
Maddest I've ever been watching a reality show. It's like, how dare you be mean to Leroy?
What's Leroy? Like, what has Leroy ever done?
Yeah,
and so can I guess your second sentimental favorite? I know it.
Oh, you know it.
Nani.
Of course.
Of course.
The
her
queen.
Her face is like an old pair of jeans. You know what I mean? Like her, like getting a crush on somebody on the challenge, just so familiar and just warm and just makes me so happy. It's just like an old t-shirt or something that just like a childhood blanket. She's like, her getting a crush on somebody on a reality show against her will is just makes me feel whole again. It's going to
a lot of people over the years have gotten a crush on somebody they shouldn't have on a reality TV show. This is one of the staples of reality TV. Nani perfected it.
Yes, she's in a relationship right now. What are the chances during the course of this season Iceland for 9 weeks, isolated in a home with all these new, attractive young men and women, what are the chances that she cheats on her, I'm assuming, boyfriend during this season?
I don't know. I follow her on Instagram. They seem pretty solid. I think maybe she might get tempted because it's Nani, and she know the other thing with Nani is she knows how to get herself in the plots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every season, there's going to be a couple moments she knows, like, oh, there's some chaos over here. I'm coming in off the top rope, and I'm getting my 20 minutes of attention here.
So I've got a theory. I'm going to adjust it because you've got good Instagram intel, but I'll say this: there'll be at least one episode where during the credits, during the open, she has to pause it, and her boyfriend are sitting next to each other on the couch, and she's like, "Listen, you're gonna see something. It's gonna be like episode 4. She'd be like, "Listen. You're going to see something that you're not going to like right around the third segment, okay? I just want you to know that we were just joking around. It was just not a big deal. And then he's going to have to eat it while he watches it."
She's one of my favorite reality characters ever. I loved when they had the Bloodline season. She brought her sister in, who is basically like a crazier version of her. And they just kind of wreaked havoc. The other classic.
Isn't she Massachusetts? I think she's Massachusetts, I want to say. I want to say she's like outside like Lawrence or something.
The other classic, she had that season when she was back together with Bananas for exes. Mm-hmm. Bananas is in a relationship. She knows this.
She smelled
it. They get sent to a redemption house and they have to spend all this time together. And at some point, she's just like, I don't know what's going on with me and Bananas. It's like, nothing's going on. He's got a girlfriend. He's not giving you any signs at all. And then she's confused and she's having drinks at bars and like, Bananas, I don't
staring
know.
Staring at him. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, what are you doing? She is, I love Nani. I can't believe never had her on a podcast or never.
She also had a great college career too in her real world season.
Oh my God. Just Hall of Fame career.
Yeah. She really has.
When they have the Challenge Hall of Fame, she's got to be in there. In her Real World season, she got involved with the guy who was probably the craziest roommate they've ever had on that show. What was that guy's name? Adam?
He got kicked out of the challenge too.
He got kicked
out of the Hard Rock Casino. Yeah. The Hard Rock Casino. It's like the epicenter of debaucherous, disgusting behavior from human beings. The Hard Rock Casino itself like knocked on the door and was like, bro, you're not allowed on these premises.
Yeah, you have to leave. Yeah. So she loved that guy. Nani, you're the best. We love you. We're rooting for you. Oh. She also has never won a final.
10 seasons, no wins.
The other one, I have my third sentimental favorite. You might not be expecting.
Oh, I know this one. I know this one.
Who do you think it is?
Nicole the Firefighter.
No, I didn't have her.
Oh, okay.
I do like Nicole the Firefighter. We're gonna get to her in a second. By the way, we're blowing away the 20-minute limit for this. what's the preview? It's the preview. We gotta really do this. No, my third sentimental favorite is Killer Cam. Killer Cam just threw a no-hitter her last season. Start to finish, everybody liked her. She was better in challenges and finals and stuff than I think people expected. She was hilarious. I think maybe the single most likable female competitor in the history of the show.
Dating Leroy. Cam and Leroy are an item. Great power couple. Power couple.
First of all, that might be my favorite, other than you and your wife, Joey, maybe my favorite couple. It's 1A, 1B. I don't know who's 1A, 1B, but Leroy and Killer Cam, they almost had to be together because America needs to be a better, happier place. They had to get together.
Yeah, 2020, we needed them. They were trying to fight it, and they're like, listen, the pandemic, like we've got an entire species that's depressed right now and inside. Right. Let's just try to add a little happiness.
Eventually, we'll have kids. Our kids will change the world. Killer Cam is the best, and... You know, this goes back to Leroy thing. That's a real nice ally for him because people like her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need to navigate this whole world. Anyway, those are our sentimental favorites. Threats. these are just threats to win, newer threats. One, Lolo Jones, we talked about her. Now, yep. She's probably going to unravel over the course of the season. I don't think she's going to be able to handle it, right, for 19 weeks.
Well, she gets – one thing I always take a look at is who gets screen time in the extended trailer, because it's kind of an indication. Like, if you get kicked out in the first or second – yeah, if you get kicked out in the first or second episode, you're not going to get too much screen time in the trailer. So, but she appears in the trailer a few times. So I'm hoping – I might just be projecting this on the season that she stays around for a while.
Agree. The second one is Fessy, who
– oh, yeah.
On paper is the best challenge competitor we've ever been given. He checks every single box.
He's always in an argument. Always in an argument. Great athlete.
Phenomenal athlete. Form probably could have played in the NFL, had some injuries. Mm-hmm. And last year should have won. And, you know, we could debate whether they rigged some of the final challenge to suit Bananas a little bit better. But Fessy went into that challenge final as a prohibitive favorite. The endurance thing killed him. He completely fell apart endurance-wise, which is a huge part of the challenge if you watch it every year. So I don't know if he fixed that, but if he fixed the endurance thing, he has to be the favorite.
He's a threat. He's a threat. I mean, you got to remember, you don't play TJ's final. You don't compete in TJ's final. What do, Bill? You run TJ's final.
You run his final.
You run his final. So there's at least like 6 miles of jogging in there that you're going to have to get through. So hopefully he was on the treadmill during the pandemic.
And then the other threat is Survivor Natalie, who we covered. And the only catch with her would be, can she handle the politics? I would harken back to Evelyn, who some people think was the best challenge competitor of all time.
What?
I personally think no, because she could not handle the politics. Mm-mm. She was terrible at it. She would flip out. She would try to play chess, but everybody knew the chess game was happening. And she was just really bad at the politics, but great at one-on-one stuff, any sort of head-to-head. So we'll see with Natalie whether she can do it. She did well in Survivor, so maybe she can.
Yeah, she did great on Survivor, so I think she can. But also, like, I think they know, they've got the scouting report. Like, if I'm a vet and we have our first little, like, you know, inner circle meeting, and we gotta get Natalie out of here, and she does not get a lot of screen time in the trailer, if I remember correctly.
Well, because she might be at a redemption house. Who knows? Three sleepers. One is Survivor Jay. I was really impressed by him.
Loved him last season.
Shades of Alton going way back to the mid-2000s, of like that wiry, small, unbelievable athlete guy.
Yeah, Alton was like, what was that movie Split, when that guy could like climb on the ceiling? Do you remember? that was like Alton. It was just like, what is he climbing on? He was just like, he was amazing with the things that he could do. I was like, that's not even humanly possible.
Yeah, I still can't believe Alton, when we talk about his Hall of Fame candidacy, he really mailed in the battle of the seasons.
He did.
It was too much drama for him. He basically tanked it to get the hell out. It's got to go on your resume.
We were doing a pod and you said that Bill Belichick needed to draft Alton. That's what I was like. That's just the highest compliment that you can pay somebody. He's like, Belichick's going to draft him and just, he's going to figure out the right place to put him.
What an athlete. Anyway, Survivor Jay, I do think he's a little Alton-y. Next one is Casey, who had a really nice run last year. Look, you mentioned Nicole earlier. Casey and Nicole, it's two apex predators who feel like they can get any woman they want, straight, gay, bisexual, doesn't matter to them. They're getting them. If they set their sights on you, you're succumbing.
It's over. It's over. Don't fight
it. But now we have two of them in the house. The question is, what happens if they look at each other?
Oh, no, that's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
Okay. Well, I think Nicole has a type, and I might be wrong about this, but Nicole's also in a relationship. I saw that too, but that doesn't matter to Nicole.
There's no chance.
That doesn't matter to Nicole. I think Nicole likes a challenge. Let's just say that. Nicole likes a challenge romantically.
Nicole looked at Laurel and was like, Mount Laurel, I'm climbing it.
Yep.
She's not gay or bisexual. I don't care.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter. I am making this happen. She is not going to be able to resist me. And they did the same thing with Cara Maria. Cara Maria's like, I love guys. She's like, don't care.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Give me
3 weeks.
I love that about her.
Great job. So I think her and Casey, I don't know, that it could be a feud. We'll see how that plays out.
It goes the other way. I hope that they sort of like team up. That's my hope.
My last sleeper is Big T, who I thought had some moments.
I love Big T.
Yeah.
I love Big T. Big T, by the way, not big at all. Don't know how she got the name, but she's got a great personality. She's extremely likable. She's someone that you want around the house. Like, there's a thing where it's like, should we put Big T in elimination? It's like, probably strategically, but she's just such a good hang and a good vibe that we're living in a house. We're stuck in the middle of Iceland in this, like, you know, fancy barn. I'm keeping Big T around.
Old faces, there's seven. We'll start with Corey.
Love Corey.
Corey's the James Harden of the challenge. He can put up all the stats he wants, but you know he's not winning the final. It's never happening, and you're never winning the title with him ever.
I want it for him so bad. I want it. Like, Corey's like got kids now and stuff. Like, Corey used to be guaranteed multiple hookups per season.
Right.
Like, guaranteed love triangle Corey. He ran the triangle offense in the challenge. And then, but now he's just like a regular dude.
Banana's even the most insulting thing Banana's ever said about anyone on the challenge was when he said something like, Corey, he's never won the final, but if there was a contest for who could have the most hookups of the season, he'd win that every year. And it's like, yeah, that's a compliment and an insult.
Yeah, yeah, it's a compliment sandwich. That's a compliment
sandwich. So the thing with Corey is he had the Nelson thing where the two of them together as a tandem leading to last year, Nelson cedes his spot. Because he wants, you know, he decides to go into the challenge because Corey's got kids. Everyone in the challenge loves overrating somebody having kids at home.
Yes.
As like that, they're somehow have more value than anyone else in the challenge.
It's also like, get a job, dude. If you're trying to, TJ's final should not be the way that you provide for your children. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, he's got kids, so I'm going to let him go into the final and run 5 miles and do a bunch of puzzles. Like, no, dude. No. I'm sure that Corey has other revenue streams in order to take care of his family. Two daughters Corey's got now.
The best was Tony, who had two different kids with two different members of the Real World show that he was on.
Same time. Exact same time. Oh, God.
Tony's got kids at home. So you got to look out for Tony. It's like, Tony's
can't put him in the elimination. He's got kids at home. At this point, like 50% of the cast has kids at home.
Corey is just missing that extra something to get over the hump. I don't see it.
I could see it happening this year. Because he's,
I don't think he's got enough.
Checks all the boxes, dude. He checks all the boxes. What are you going with? Intangibles? Like, what is he missing?
He loses a lot. He's had a lot of losses. Take it from a guy who just watched 25 challenges in May and June. I was surprised by how kind of not good Corey was. Another one is Devin, who they need the villain. Mm-hmm. You lost some possible villains. And it's going to be, depending, I don't know if Wes is going to be engaged as a villain. If he's not, the floor is wide open for Devin to just be a huge dick.
To be the. And he's got that pitch. And I think that they've kind of put him in there for it. You did kind of strike on something that hasn't come across my mind. Is it's kind of like a congenial cast.
I wonder if it's for a reason because of the world we're living in now. And especially like the cancel culture and some people have been retroactively canceled on this show, I think, for stuff that happened in the way past. There's some faces that are missing that I think it's from past behavior. I'll leave it at that.
Yep.
So, they might want a little more congenial challenge. The Nelson also congenial. Corey's buddy. He is in this as well. Nelson, he's one of those dudes like pound for pound. He's got everything you'd want and something's missing.
I'm sure you're going to get to him later, but someone who can stir it up a lot is Josh.
Right. I don't even consider him a villain. He's just fucking annoying. He's the most annoying person who's ever been on the show. Sorry, Josh. It's true.
Oh, poor Josh.
You're just annoying. You've cried during arguments with other men. Like, what's wrong with you?
Listen, I cry very easily. You're not a crier. I'm a crier. I'm Josh, I got your back. There's nothing wrong with crying. Be emotional.
Josh is like, he's just so much work for everybody in the show. I just want him to go away immediately. I do not like Josh. I'm just saying, I don't like him as a character. I don't know what he's like as a human being, but as a reality character, I don't like him.
He's a pot stirrer, and I think that's necessary, especially with this cast.
Pot stirrers, he's crying in it. Next one is Kyle, who somehow made, I think he finished second place last year. It was a classic under the radar.
Love Kyle. I love Kyle so much. Ruined a relationship last year. Remember that?
Yeah.
Love Kyle. He's built for reality television. He's got this huge personality. He's got a great accent. Tattoos everywhere. I just think that he is, you need Kyle's in order to have an interesting reality television show.
And there's a level of horniness to him that I think you also need.
Well,
Kyle's available.
Full press.
Yeah, Kyle's Kaylee. Available to climb into your bunk bed at 3 a.m. and have a quick dalliance.
Yes, Kyle's not, subtlety is not his love language. Subtlety is not Kyle's love language.
Well, one thing with Kyle, and we didn't mention this yet, they are heavily American this year. They decided, I think they swung too far to the UK last year and it was just like basically half UK, half America. And I don't know if maybe the ratings were anti that or what was going on, but But Kyle is one of the only UK guys we have on this cast this year. So I enjoy him as well. I like that he's open about his hair plugs and doesn't mind taking shit about them. Two more. Nicole, who was one of the best ads of the last 5 or 6 years for this show. She is a sexual inferno.
She's amazing. Inferno. Great turn of phrase because she's a firefighter. She's got... Her accent is so thick that it's like it's almost like a Disney character. Like it's got to be fake.
Yeah, it's Rhode Island, right? Because Rhode Island
Staten Island. Staten Island.
It's like Staten Island crossed with Rhode Island.
It's Long Island, Staten Island, Rhode Island, Fantasy Island, Treasure Island, every island.
She's a good competitor too. There's was some moments over the years when she had a chance. She had some bad luck a couple of times. So you got her, and then the last one is Teresa, and Teresa, a really good combination, kind of on Nani's corner, hot, loose cannon, willing to say something really withering to somebody that is like about 10% too mean, and on top of it, like. A good competitor, not good enough to kind of carry a team, but solid.
She's solid. And I think that her and Nani have a contentious history, if I remember correctly.
Well, because they're on each other's corner.
Yeah, it's a little like, wait a second, I'm the hot Latina around here. You know? Yeah.
And I think that
they kind of instead of joining forces, they were forces against each other. Well, maybe who knows? They're all mature now. She's got kids too now. Everyone's got kids.
Last one, we didn't mention it. I have this in the washed category as Anissa. I can't believe she's still on the challenge. Anissa was in the same real world cast with Kyle Brandt, who works for the does some stuff for the Ringer. He's got like three kids, and he's like, you know, he's like 40.
Anissa is.
It probably should have ended by now.
Let me put my producer hat on. Anissa's really good in the interviews and for storytelling. So it's like, if you work on the show, you're like, we need Anissa around because she bridges stories and she's a good interview and she says interesting things. Like she gets a lot of screen time, but she shows up with no chance of winning the final. None.
Right, not at this point.
None. Like if FanDuel was giving odds on this stuff, it would just be like plus 10,000 for Anissa to win the final.
I will say Anissa in the one-on-ones, she has done some work. Like I don't know if you've gone to the Wikipedia page that has all the challenge head-to-head stats. Anissa's won a lot of Save My Spot on the show.
ChallengeReference.com. Advanced stats.
Even TJ, when TJ throws praise around, you take it seriously. And TJ's like, yo, Anissa, you don't want to go against her in the challenge. In the actual duel, any of that stuff. Now she's obviously older and at this point, who knows? But yeah, you do need her for the TV side. But I think she's finished as a could win the finals kind of competitor.
No, I don't think she ever started as a could win the finals competitor. She's been on the show 13 times. Like, I don't even know how many finals she's been. She's like Big E. Remember Big E? It's like that.
Got in the bloodline. She came damn close.
Really?
Cara Maria won with her cousin Jamie, who she called cousin. Cousin.
I've always had a soft spot for Cara Maria.
Me too. Not here.
Remember, I bought one of her paintings of a zebra on Etsy for $15, and I had to part with it. Sadly.
To be fair, you used the word soft spot. I would have just gone with crush. Ten years ago, just TV crush.
Like, that's worn off. That's worn off over time.
No, but you know 2011 what I mean? Range.
It's like when you first meet somebody, you're like, oh, this is amazing, and then you like hang out with them all the time. You're just like, oh, it's Cara Maria. She's like a sister to me. You know.
Oh, she's had some great moments.
The season when Abram and her had sex all over the house kind of killed it for me.